T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How cookies get from where they're made to where they're sold.
Got to be trucks, trains.
You got it. Boats. And do those trucks drive themselves, Dave?
Not yet.
Yeah, that's a good answer. We're going to talk to Bruce Posada now, who's nice enough to join us, president of Diesel Driving Academy, because you know there is a big truck driver shortage. A lot of people have shifted in the workplace since COVID, and we're going to talk about whether or not what is involved in becoming a big rig driver. And we're going to spend an hour on this. If you have any questions or comments, text them in to 504-260-1870, and we'll try to get them answered. Bruce Posada, president of Diesel Driving Academy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
I hope I'm saying that right. Am I, Posada?
Yes, you're doing good. You're doing very well.
And the school is located in Shreveport.
And we have a campus in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, too, and on Airline Highway.
Okay. How long, first of all, are you a truck driver? Is that how you started the school?
No, my father started it back in 1972, and my brother and my sister and myself run it now. My father passed away in March.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
At the age of 99, that's good.
He had a good long run, huh? But yeah, I'm sure you still miss him. So can you drive a big rig?
No, sir, I cannot. My son went through the school, and he can drive, and he's working at the company. So, I mean, there's some in the family that can drive, but not myself.
So let's talk about interest. Has interest picked up? Has your enrollment increased since this pandemic started? And we talked about, supply chain shortages and choke points, et cetera.
Yes, it's picked up quite a bit. In fact, all the schools across the nation, their enrollment has picked up. So everybody's seen an increase of about, 10 to 20%. Since COVID, and I think the people are seeing the need for drivers, and the pay's been going up, so they've been coming to school.
How long does it take to get somebody that comes in off the street with, I guess, do you have to have just a regular driver's license to begin with?
Yes. You start out with a regular driver's license, and then we get you the knowledge part, which you end up getting a permit for, just like you would a car. Mm-hmm. And then you can drive with an experienced driver. We have trainers that take them out on the road and work with them on the yard. It takes roughly 4 weeks of training to get them through the whole process, and then they can get their CDL, get tested out on the skills part, get their CDL.
When it comes to acquiring that knowledge, I guess not everybody is on the same pace. So if you fail, you go back and try again? Or what is the process with that?
It depends on the person. We try and do it by the individual and not just do something blanket. So if the person's trying and having problems, we give them extra time working with them, whether it's in the classroom if they have a problem comprehending or reading or something like that, we work with them. And then if they, on the driving part, if they have a problem backing up, we'll give them more time and work with them more, maybe even one-on-one to help them through the process.
When it comes to people that and the pandemic and people looking to become truck drivers. I mean, you got people looking to change careers, right? And then you have people that a necessity for more truck drivers. So it would seem as though those two streets eventually are going to intersect. Have you seen people from other professions that surprised you or raised your eyebrows go from what they were doing to driving a big truck?
Absolutely. We've been, since being in the business 50 years, I mean, it's you see a lot of things and learn a lot, something every day, it seems like. And, we've seen nurses, dentists. I've seen a pharmacist sold his pharmacy and came to truck driving because he was tired of being locked up in his drugstore all the time and came and drove a truck.
Did you see a pharmacist?
School teachers. Yeah.
Wow.
He had his own pharmacy, his own store.
No kidding.
Just south of Shreveport, and he sold everything and wanted to get on the road and just get out and see the country. He'd been locked up, he felt like, in his own business. So I mean, there's all types of school teachers. I mean, and then we get, you know, unemployed people. It goes from one extreme to the other. You get military that have driven, you know, some in the military, and then they want to, you know, continue driving. So
I'm sorry. Can anybody be taught to do this for the most part, Sam? Bruce, rather? I'm sorry.
The majority can, yes. The majority can. There's some people that just, you know, we've always had people that couldn't make it through, but it's a small, small percentage, very small. Because usually you can work with them one-on-one and get them through the process, get them comfortable.
You know, I know people that have trouble parallel parking a Prius, but I guess part of the curriculum is learning how to parallel park an 18-wheeler?
Oh, yeah. And, well, not parallel park it. It's how to, you know, put it in slots or back at the dock, you know, do 90-degree, you know, parking and things of that nature. There's all different type of parking exercises that they have to go through and be able to pass before they are efficient and can pass the test and get their license.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Bruce.
There's a multitude of regulations coming out in February, which new regulations that the government's requiring on students to be trained in, and there's certain points that you have to hit and certain things they have to pass as far as on their skills part, as far as backing and things of that nature.
Well, let me take a break here. I'm going to pick it up when we come back right there with what is new and what's changing in February. And again, if y'all have questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Tech zooms in. I've driven trucks 24 years now. I'm a woman. I promise I would never suggest anyone to drive trucks. Of course, Bruce, I've been doing this for about 35 years, I guess, and I would never suggest anybody do this, but I think that just kind of goes along with what you do and the challenges you go through and so forth, and you forget about the good part of it. And we'll talk about the pluses and the minuses when we come back, and some more questions as well at 504-260-1870. We're talking about driving a big rig. Have you ever wanted to do that? Have you ever thought about doing that for a career? We'll talk about what kind of money you can make. And recently, for Christmas, I went to Tennessee, and I left from North Louisiana and drove through. I wasn't driving. I was riding. But there was one area where it was nothing but 18-wheelers back to back to back to back to back, and there's not enough drivers. So we'll talk more when we come back with Bruce Busada, president of Diesel Driving Academy. I'm Tommy Tucker. It's 921. This is WWL, and we'll be right back. 26 now, WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker. Bruce Busada, president of Diesel Driving Academy, got a location in Shreveport and Baton Rouge, talking about what it takes to drive a big rig. He's already told us that he said a guy that was a pharmacist owned his own drugstore, sold it, and wanted to get on that endless black ribbon of highway, as truck driving has been referred to. Bruce, I'm getting a lot of text here. What kind of money are you looking at if you drive an 18-wheeler, say, right out of school?
Right out of school right now, what most companies are saying is making over $60,000, but we've had students as high as $80,000. So it's anywhere from $60,000 to $80,000. But I would say $60,000 is a good number.
That's not bad money. And you said it takes about how long? You said 4 weeks? Or what's going to change in terms of February with new regulations and so forth?
Well, a lot of us are not going to be a lot of truck driving schools nationwide are not going to have any changes except paperwork. A lot of us have been teaching performance-based training. That's what mainly it is, performance-based. But it does have in there that you have to do so much in the classroom, hit so many 30 points of knowledge in the classroom. And then on the training, as far as the skills part, the backing and on the road, there's certain criteria you have to master before you can actually test for your CDL. But most of the schools, like I say, have been doing it for the past year or two already. We have been doing it for over 2 years. So we're ready for it. It's not going to – the student won't notice the change at all. It'll just make them a better driver in the long run.
When you say 60,000 to 80,000, does that include benefits, or is that the benefits on top of that? That's like you're talking there, no. That's your salary, and then benefits on top.
Top benefits, retirement plans. Each company offers something different. So their benefits, some of them include your family, or majority of them do. So there's, if you're a veteran, a lot of them have apprenticeship programs where the veteran can use his benefits for even while he's working for the next 11 months while he's on the job.
So what are the pluses? What would you tell people in terms of being a truck driver? What are some of the benefits of it? What do people tell you they love about being a big rig truck driver?
Well, people like getting out and seeing the country and getting out on the road and enjoy that part of it. You're kind of your own boss in your truck, but you're not really, because you're getting dispatched by the company you're working for to go places. So, but you are kind of, you have to, you know, set your time. You got to be on time. You got to do things and know when to stop and things. So you kind of handle your own business. And the good thing is, though, once you get out of school, after you've been in driving for about 6 months with a company, a lot of them will let you go on and buy your own truck and more or less become independent. Or you can go out on your own and do it as an independent. There's a lot of opportunities.
How much does something like that cost if you're going to buy do you buy the tractor and then the trailer comes with whatever it is you're hauling, or how does that work?
Correct. That's correct. That's correct. The companies usually have the trailers, and they just have loaded up, and you hook up and go. Majority of them, the tractor is going to cost you around $150,000 if you get one all decked out. They can go less than that, down to probably $120,000 or something. That's a brand new tractor.
Well, that's not bad if you think about it. People pay that for Mercedes sometimes, right?
Yep, and I
they
can't
do.
Believe
I mean,
that
a big
either.
SUV. Just a Suburban's going to cost you about $70,000, I think. So, if you look at it that way, are there two options you can go down? One is where you go on coast to coast, and the other is you go home after you finish during the daytime. Two different things. And is there a difference in terms of pay?
Yes, the difference is that they pay you, most of the companies are paying you by the mileage. Some companies have started turning to paying by hour, but those are very few. Most of them are paying you by the miles. So the longer you're out, the more you're out, the more money, of course, you'll get. But the $60,000 I quoted you, that's for somebody just driving every week and being home, you know, for a couple of days every week. And that's more regional type driving. It's not, when I say regional, they go from, you know, from Louisiana to Florida Panhandle and back or something like that. That's what I'm talking about. Now, there are some local jobs people can get, and there's more and more local jobs opening up right now for drivers if they want to do that, but that's a little less pay at times, and it usually means you have to load and unload your truck.
That was something I was getting to in terms of who can do this and who can't. I don't know. I've never been in the cab of a big truck like that. I don't know how much of it is power steering. We're going to talk about double clutching in a second because I still don't know what that is. But how much physical ability is needed here? Is it as easy as driving a car in terms of what you have to put out, physical strength, et cetera? And then there's the part about unloading the truck or just going there and letting whomever is saying, okay, I'm here, unload us.
Yeah, it's majority of the bigger companies that a lot of our students go to, they go to a company and it's just you back the trailer up to the loading dock and that's it. You wait for them to unload it and then you load it back up and gone. The handling the trucks is not what it used to be at all. Most of the trucks now on the road are automatics. Even your local companies have automatic trucks
really?
Now. So there's not as much double clutching going on in the world today. In fact, if you order a truck right now with a clutch in it, they charge you, I think, $2,500 extra. I'm not sure that number, but they charge you more if you order one with a clutch in it now.
I had no earthly idea. For people that don't know, like myself, what is double clutching? Because I've heard about it a lot, and I never did know.
Well, that's been one of the requirements to get your CDL. You had to double clutch when you shift from going to gear to gear. You press in and put it in more or less a neutral, and then you press back, let off and press back in and put it in the gear you want. So your double clutch is easier on the transmission. It's not easier, you know, it's not easy to do, easier to do, but it is easier on the transmission, supposedly.
I had no idea, and that clears it up. It makes sense. 504-260-1870. I mentioned driving somewhere, I think it was in Tennessee, and they had this stretch of highway that was just filled with 18-wheelers, and I guess that would be because of distribution centers that were nearby, Bruce?
Yeah, if you were up near Memphis or
that's
around
right.
that
that's
area.
Where it was. Yeah.
There's quite a few distribution areas there, but there's a lot of interstates that hit there. You have, you know, Interstate 55, I think it is, that goes out through Mississippi. You have 30 and 40, and there's a lot of – that's a midpoint of the country that a lot of trucks pass through wherever they're going.
It was amazing. I've never seen that many in one place before in my life.
It's unbelievable. And I just want to tell you, too, you know, driving a truck, and I'm going back, you know, the equipment on the trucks nowadays are just like the equipment basically on a car. I mean, they have the, you know, if you get out of your lane, it sets off a warning. If you get too close to a vehicle, it tells you to brake. I mean, it's high tech, these trucks now. They're very high technology.
You know, we pass these things on the highway, and you wonder what's going on inside or so forth. What are the cabs of these things like? Are there, and I'm not trying to be stupid, are there bathrooms in these things, or is it just sleeping quarters?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's limited on what you can – no, you need to stop and go to the restroom and okay. things like that. But it does have sleeping quarters. It has a little refrigerator. A little microwave. You can have a TV hookup in there too. Nowadays, when you stop at a truck stop, they have, you know, where you can hook up to satellites and things of that nature, and free Wi-Fi and things of that way. So you can get watch TV at night before you go to bed or whatever when you're driving.
Have you heard stories of people that went to truck driving school and it was just the best thing they'd ever done and they spent their career doing that? And have there been people, and I know you don't need applicants, but have there been people that have gone and then gotten on the road and said, "Ooh, man, what did I get into here?" because they didn't realize what was involved? Or is that part of the curriculum where you go on a long drive or something like that?
Well, at our school, we have trucking companies come in and talk to them. And talk to our students, so they kind of know the facts before they get out there. And yes, to just be honest with you, there are some students that go, "Ooh, I don't know if I really want to get out on the road and do that. I think I'd rather, you know, stay local and you know, not get out. I'm kind of scared to get out on the road and go up mountains and things of that nature." So if that's the case, that's the case, because, like I said, there's plenty of opportunities local for people right now. So, and you know, as I say that, we're seeing more and more females come into the industry right now. We train around 12% is female drivers right now. So it's not something that you have to be real muscular or you know, to do. It's very easy as far as that goes.
All right, let me take a break. When we come back, I want you to kind of walk us through, say, a week in the life of a long-haul trucker, because I know my brother worked, my deceased brother, and I miss him every day, worked as a dispatcher. Well, thank you. Worked as a dispatcher. And I found out, like, with interstate travel, there's a lot of regulations in terms of log books and hours and this kind of thing, and I had no idea about all of that. I don't know if the general public does. So we'll talk about that as well, okay?
Super.
You bet. Bruce Brusada is our guest. Bruce Brusada, president of Diesel Driving Academy, Shreveport and Baton Rouge. We'll take a break, pick it up here. We come back, and if, like me, you've seen these things all your life on the highway and just wonder what was going on inside or what it takes to be a driver, you can call me or text me at 504-260-1870, and I'll pass it along. Right now, let's take a look at traffic. 9:45, quarter till 10, Tommy Tucker. Somebody texted in, very interesting segment with the trucking school guy. The trucking school guy, by the way, is Bruce Brusada, president of Diesel Driving Academy, Shreveport and Baton Rouge. What are the age requirements, driving record, police record, et cetera? And what about tuition, Bruce? How much does it cost? You said it's a four-week program, is that right, to learn how to drive a big truck and get your CDL?
Correct. It's we charge $6,400 for the 4 weeks, but that includes your license, your physical, drug test, and everything. And you're talking about age. Really, the person needs to be 21 years old, and that's mainly for insurance reasons, because these companies can't they have to be 21 or older for them to hire them. And as far as the driving record, they have to, you know, not have a DUI, a recent DUI on it, or a bunch of speeding tickets and all. But we can usually work with students on things if they just let us know up front.
Well, I got to tell you what, for $6,400 to get out and make $60,000 a year, and especially I would presume the demand is there where you'll pretty much get a job when you get out.
Oh, yeah. We have, like I said, we have companies coming in recruiting them, telling them what they want. They'll recruit them from the day they start. So they'll hire them. It's not, getting hired is not a problem. Trucking industry has really not had really layoffs. They've been able, if they've ever had a slowdown, they just let the people retire and things of that nature that leave and been able to handle things that way. So the job, once you get a license, you mainly, you have a job, and you may not like doing, you know, cross country or whatever, then just do regional. If you don't like regional, then do local. You can kind of pick.
Let's talk about cross country while we still got some time left. It's not like going on vacation. You don't drive till you're tired, or I guess maybe a husband and wife could do this perhaps if they wanted to start their own company and buy their own rig, and you said $150,000. Well, again, some people pay that for a Mercedes or a luxury car. What are some of the regulations and the federal requirements and these weigh-in stations that we also always see? Sometimes they're open, sometimes they're closed. I guess as you go from state to state, you got to talk to me about all of that. How does all that work, Bruce?
Well, it all depends on your setup. That's why you need to get with a company, really leased out with a company to help you through the process, and that'll help you through a lot of things. But just roughly, you know, as far as a husband and wife, we've had teams, husband-wife teams. We've had people retire when they get 65 and their wife and them just get on the road and drive the truck and,
no
and sell
kid.
Their house and everything and have an apartment or something that they go to every once in a while and just drive around. And when they get somewhere, they'll say, look, we want 2 days off here in you know, wherever, Las Vegas or, you know, up there in Chicago. or wherever they want, and take a couple of days off and go see the sights and the cities and all, or, you know, go to Hoover Dam, whatever. And so that's a good experience for people. They're making money while they're doing it, good money, and they got benefits, you know, everything you could want. And they're doing whatever they want, basically.
So what about, like, weigh-in stations and all of that? How does that work? Because it seems, I don't understand how they can close them and then you pass by, but other times you got to stop. What are they regulating and so forth?
Well, most of the trucks now have electronic weight deals on them, where when they're driving down the interstate, they don't even stop and pass the weigh station, and they weigh the truck while it's driving down the highway. It just has to stay in the one lane, its right lane, so it can electronically does it for them. That's not a big deal. It's really not nowadays. It's mostly if you're hauling something else that might be overweight or oversized like that, that they're looking at, making sure you have all the right paperwork. As far as doing logs and all, everything's electronic now. Like I said, everything's getting more and more computerized on the trucks. And so they keep up with your time electronically on the truck, and you don't have to worry about that. Now, we still teach them how to do log books in case that ever breaks down or they have to go, you know, actually do it manually the old way.
So what?
And we teach them how to read maps, too, because their electronic device that tells them which way to go, something may happen to it.
So what is the thing that they're weighing? Is it you can't be above a maximum weight, because you can't just drop stuff off the truck? I mean, do you pay a fine if you're overweight? How does all that work out?
Well, it's 80,000 pounds total for everything. Okay. And if you're overweight, they make you just stop right there at the weigh station. And a long time ago, I used to see tractors and trailers parked on the side at the weigh station in the back of it, and they had another truck backed up to it, taking stuff off of it, putting it in another truck to get the weight down.
So that's how they stop them,
and they find them and make them unload.
And that's to prevent damage to the highways, I presume, correct?
Correct.
Any final thoughts, Bruce? And if somebody is considering this, what about somebody texted in an upper age? Is there a forced mandatory retirement age? And how many hours can a driver drive per day according to regulations?
Well, it's 14 hours, but if you're team driving, it all depends on what your setup is. You know, if you have a husband and wife team, or we've had father and sons come drive. So, I mean, it all depends what you want to do and which way direction you want to go as far as that goes. But it's kind of a lot of variables, and I just hate to pin anything down on anybody.
I guess it goes to vision tests and everything else.
It's a great opportunity for somebody, especially right now. The pay is continuing to go up. We've seen pay raises last year go up like three times. You're going to see them go up again this year, probably a couple of times. So it's a very good opportunity for people.
If people want to know more about your school, Bruce, how do they find out about it?
Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-551-8900, and we'll be happy to help them, or they can go online to dda.com and send us an email. We'll be happy to respond to them too.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate your time, and I gotta say this, you keep the shiny side up and the rubber side down. Okay,
amen to that.
There you go.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Very interesting. Bruce Brusada, president of Diesel Driving Academy. The nation has a shortage of truck drivers, so if you're looking for something to do, a new career, how about that? Being a pharmacist, owning your own drugstore, and quitting because you want to get on that endless black ribbon of highway. Back in a flash, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.